The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Donnelly view system, Dio. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ritchie. Maybe on Walker. Pugh! That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bolton! The roof of the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Hello and welcome to episode 158 of Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast. My name's Sam Davis. Hope you're doing well today. Monday morning, and what a weekend it was. If you went to Blackburn, lucky you. Well, I did as well. It was such a good weekend. And it put to bed the mixed feelings that we had in the week. But we need to do things chronologically. So we'll start off with that Swansea match at the Swansea.com Stadium. It was 3-3. And relieved Cherries fans spoke to me at full time as Boscombe, well, we left it late to secure a point against the Swans, thanks to two goals from Kiefer Moore, but also another successful spot kick from Dom Solanke as well. The win, it kept Cherries in pole position for promotion, but with Forest squeaking a 1-0 over Fulham, it means, and especially after Saturday's game, that the duel with the Tricky Trees might just go right to the wire. It looks as if it might, but let's get the fans' reaction from the week first. Full time outside the Swansea.com Stadium. 3-3, mate. That did not look like it was happening. It did, thanks to Kiefer Moore, mate.
I'm lost for words, mate. I don't know what to say. But let's start with the first half display. Well, we just didn't come out. We were so slow. That it was that sort of same old stuff again. We weren't dictating play. There was no tempo to it. 2-0 down at half time, we think the game's gone. And then second half, we came out. And I said the first 10 minutes, we looked so much better. Because we changed it around, went three at the back. We had the wing backs, two up top. And then we shipped a third. And I'm like, oh Christ, this can't get any worse. Brings on Kiefer Moore and Robbie Brady. And I mean, those two changed the game. Quite as simple as that. Robbie Brady's delivery is absolutely superb, and when you've got someone like Kiefer Moore causing problems in the box, it's always going to be a winning combination. So didn't see it coming, not half time, but oh, absolutely over the moon. My voice has gone a little bit.
Yeah, mate.
How are you anyway?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Well, what we can do, there's a load of people that are going out quickly. Kem,
Sam, right. If ever there was a game of two halves, how poor were we in the first half? We gave them two goals. Yeah. They didn't create them. We gave it to them. Third goal. Again, brilliant move. You've got to give it to them. Cracking goal. Bring on Brady. Bring on Moore. Change the game totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable.
You know, Billing came on as well. Yep. What we'll do, Lucy, we'll step back a little bit. Sorry, Cam, come forward a little bit. Yeah, you know, we brought on Phil Bill as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it seemed to be like we just ran out of time there because it was like that next goal was coming, wasn't it?
It was coming. They lost it 10 minutes before the end. They'd lost it. They'd shot their lot, hadn't they? Mm. Let's be honest. We were the only team that was going to win it.
Not ideal, the result for Forest tonight against Fulham. Pressure's on, breathing down on X. We need a result against Blackburn, don't we?
3-0 down, I'm sat there thinking, why have I got a ticket for Blackburn? But now, I'm looking forward to Blackburn now.
Yeah.
Bit of spark in the team, a lot of belief. Come on, let's go for it.
It's better happen that way around than, you know, maybe...
Yeah, possibly right.
Us going 3-0 up.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'll take that draw, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, what a game.
Good to see you.
Take care.
Up the cherries. Gents, yep. How are you? You right?
Oh my god.
Talk to me about it.
It was. I can't explain it.
A man of the match for you.
Keith Moore.
What were we doing in the first half?
Conceding goals. 12 minutes of madness again.
Yeah. I thought it was West Brom all over again. But in the second half, we made the changes to change it about, did we?
Yeah, that was great.
Who else deserves a mention for you?
Dom, that penalty.
Yeah.
Man. Did you hear them making all the noise?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
They were like banging.
But you know what, lads? There are other people waiting to get on it already. Lads, put it there. Other cherries. Boys. Hello, mate. How are you? What's your name?
Neil.
Neil. Thoughts, mate. Keith Moore. Singing his name.
Absolutely brilliant performance. First half we were a shambles, all over the place. Second half. Threw everything at them. We went 3-0 down, yeah, fair enough, but we came back, battered them, and yeah, honestly, brilliant performance. Forest won, so we've got to keep that in mind, but like, brilliant performance.
We've always needed a plan B. Kiefer Moore was that plan. He got injured and now he's back, and then what an impact here.
Honestly, amazing impact. Sorry, I'm losing my voice, there's so much singing. Amazing impact, such a good player, and yeah.
Up the cherries,
great result.
Yeah, thank fingers crossed, mate. Cheers, mate. Let's keep it going. All right, Patrick, how are you, mate?
Yeah.
Mate, chat to you on the vlog, half-time, despondent as you like, and then they score a third.
That optimism just comes through, and then we go for it, and that's what happens. Kiefer Moore is brilliant. I think it's only because it's Swansea he excelled, but yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, so man of the match for you, Kiefer Moore.
Definitely Kiefer
Moore, yeah. Worrying about Fulham, they've won the title now. But
it's still six points we need, but three of them have to be against Forest.
Yeah, alright.
So at least we do it at home.
Let's make sure it happens. Cheers. Oh, let's bring Rob on. Rob Trent from Access Pfizer, how are you, mate?
I'm very happy now, thank you.
First half, I bet you weren't.
I wasn't very happy at all. I thought we really struggled. It didn't look like we were going to get back into it at all, but fair play to them.
You had a good view from where you were, because I noticed you had a raised and you were in prime position for their goals.
Excellent.
For our goals in the second half, eh?
Excellent position. Had the camera on for the penalty, of course. Yeah. Not that I would ever do that normally, you know, but yeah. You know, it was good. It doesn't matter. 3-0. I'm really happy now.
Yeah. You've seen Fulham lose tonight in Forest.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Makes me worried about Blackburn on Saturday, but... You know, and we might be tired after the way we've come back tonight, but Kiefer Moore, what a player, eh?
Yeah,
he looked like he'd changed us up front completely.
Yeah, we needed another plan, and plan came into fruition tonight.
It certainly did, yeah. We so nearly got the fourth as well.
Yeah, we nearly did.
We nearly did.
Say
cheers,
you
and you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Boys.
Thank you very much.
Kiefer Moore, Kiefer Moore, Kiefer Moore, la 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 la. Kiefer Moore, Kiefer Moore. Kiefer Moore.
Talk to me about him. Came on, made an
absolute
world of a difference.
We've been missing all season, Sam. We've been missing him all season. We need that striker to come off the bench. Fucking impact.
Yeah.
Brilliant today. Unbelievable.
Dan, what happened first half? Awful.
I don't remember none of it. All I remember is when we went to Preston. Do you remember I ripped my trousers? Well, let's just say I did it again.
Oh, my God. He goes through. Have you got a limbs moment to post on Instagram? If you haven't, I've done. Oh, yeah. Thank God. Yeah. We are going to move on. Keep it rolling. We'll go as we talk.
Yeah.
Take care, mate. We'll keep it rolling, but we'll go this way. We'll go this way. We'll go this way. All right, Simon.
Don't fall over.
No. Talk to me, Simon. But face the camera if you can at the same time.
They gave us a lesson in the first 60 minutes.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Hensman that they
have improved since we played them last time.
I feel like Martin Brundle doing the grid walk.
You can see where they've come on. You know what they were trying to do when we played them at home? They did that a lot better. We just didn't turn up. A bit sleepy to start with. Again, how many games have we been sleepy to start with?
What we'll do is we'll just move to the right-hand side there. Just.
Then it's actually ridiculous to think that we actually could have won it.
Yeah.
You know, if that ball from Brady in again, and then Keith and Moore had another chance, it's like if only that plan B, or is it plan C, was available a few games ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, ridiculously, after all of that, it's still in our hands.
It is.
Didn't it feel weird to come out there with a point after how you felt after 60 minutes?
It was so weird. In my head, I was thinking we'd have some scenarios whereby we would win, Forest would lose. Forest would win, we would lose, but not that one.
No, but you know, let's go. Let's just carry on. Do you want a word? Our man of the match, Kiefer Moore. Easy.
Yeah, Josh.
Kiefer Moore, easy man of the match.
Yeah, you still got your unbeaten record, Josh.
That's true.
Oh on the road. I do.
Please come to Blackburn. Sorry, Dad. Don't want to put you under any pressure.
Oh God, yeah. Who knows?
But I mean, it was a contrast, wasn't it? That first half was not particularly great. The second half was really good. Was Kiefer Moore just the difference?
Yeah. When he came on, it was just he was just doing everything.
Mm. They just all woke up.
Yeah.
It was like a collective wake up. Not woke up. When Kiefer Moore came on. It's almost like, boom, with a Welsh connection. They didn't like him. We love him.
We love him. Cheers, boys. Sorry. Thanks, mate.
I'm on your wrong side. I'm on your wrong side.
You're all right. Ants, deck, ant.
Whatever. Hey, Dan, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what to make of it, mate. We're even worse off, aren't we? Because Forest won. But
I felt really strange, actually.
Yeah, but it feels good.
You know, the elation of three quick goals, let's face it.
Yeah, it felt like that. But just want to say, dear Scott Parker, when we attack, we've got quite good footballers. It works. We attacked and we scored three goals.
Trust what
just,
we've got.
Just let the shackles off, man.
Because we saw in that last 20 minutes what we can
do. Just let the shackles off. Went a bit direct. It won't, you know what I mean? Just going for teams. It's not too complicated. Put a few balls in the box. Trust your attacking players and we scored three goals. Imagine, and it was easy.
Imagine if we played like that for the full 90 minutes. We'd have won like 7-8-0.
I know.
Or 8-3, whatever.
But it's just unbelievable, isn't it? You just go for it, put another striker on. Look what happens. I thought Robbie Brady, sensational when he come on. As well as Kiefer Moore, obviously, but Robbie Brady was unbelievable. His balls in the box were brilliant. Kiefer Moore's just direct. There's a coach coming out.
Yeah, let's just come back here ever so slightly. It's the Bluebirds on their way.
Listen, mate, you can't be too disappointed we're 3-0 down, but we shouldn't be 3-0 down, should we? Let's be honest.
What went wrong in that first half then, mate?
We looked like we were caught cold, very reminiscent of that West Brom, which was odd. Didn't really understand the way we set up. But yeah, we weren't good enough. Second half, we made a few changes and we were a lot better. They tried to hang on to it. They looked like they'd done the job because they caught us on a break. But we kept fighting, to be fair to us, and went a bit more direct. And they couldn't cope with us. If we had an extra 5 minutes, I think we'd probably win in the game. So, you know, that's the difference.
And we nearly did.
Nearly did, mate.
I mean, Robbie Brady's delivery was very good in that second half. But just that last ball one. In just needed to be a bit closer.
He might as well have had a strike. Yeah, he it was disappointing. But and the ref done him a lot of favours, I thought. How many yellows we got, I thought he was really helping them out. But
Think that Scott Parker might have a eureka moment after that last 20 minutes thinking, hang on, these boys can actually tear teams apart?
Well, yeah, I'd hope so, mate. But it's really odd because as soon as we went, we got nothing to lose now. We're 3-0 down, less attack. That's what we can do. So yeah, don't really understand it. But we've given ourselves a big point there. And like I said at the weekend, when it's a late one like that, it might only be a point, but they'll be pumped in there now because they've just come out and 3-0 down. Really disappointed I'm hearing that Fulham had 75% possession, 20 shots, but Steve Cook was blocking them all. Forest got the win, so that's a real killer for us. So
how does that leave the table looking tonight? We're still in second, but Forest are just creeping up a little bit closer.
3 points. And obviously we got Blackburn away. They've got these lot, Swansea. So
whereabouts? City Ground.
Yeah, I believe they are. Yeah, they're at home. And I'm not being funny, but we went 3-0 down, but I think they'll beat Swansea. So we got to get the job done against Blackburn, and then it'll be all on that game, mate. All on that game. So we're not making it easy for ourselves, but thank God we didn't lose it. Thank God we didn't lose it.
So promotion cannot happen at Blackburn?
No, it can't, mate. Put the fancy dress away, do you know what I mean? I might go as Kiefer Moore. I need some stilts, though. But I might just go on Steve's shoulders and be Kiefer for the day. But he's got to play, hasn't he? He's got to play. Just fucking chuck him in. Chuck some balls in the box. Deutsch ball. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Roberto Brady on the left. Go away with it, mate.
Cheers. We may have another. Let's just check. Ash, Haven't seen you since Watford.
No, it's
away. That was
about 3 years ago,
and that was a draw.
It was.
Back of the net draw specialist. If we need a draw, when we're going to schedule you to come on for the post match.
If it gets us to promotion, I'll take it.
Gave me two halves, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it showed just what putting players on the right flanks can do. You get balls in the box, you get strikers to attack it, and it's much easier that way than players cutting inside and it just making it difficult. So
Tom was questioning the tactic of playing Christie central and low out wide when he thought it'd be the other way around. We all thought that maybe Lowe would push up top, Solanke would come deep, almost akin to the second half at Coventry.
Yeah.
Didn't quite happen like that. And I mean, they tore us apart. They made us look really, really easy to score again.
Yeah. It's similar. Looked on paper like it would be similar tactics to Coventry, but we just made more mistakes than we did. We were solid against Coventry, but this time we made a couple of mistakes, lost the ball, they put it in the box and scored. It was much easier for them this time. So, yeah. But being 3-0 down, you don't often expect to come back to 3-0. So, probably take a point. But we could have nicked it at the end. So,
is it even worth asking you who you thought man of the match was?
It's got to be Kiefer Moore. Brady's in with a shout as well. Yeah. Because the balls that he put in gave us those opportunities. So, but yeah, Kiefer Moore, just to change the dynamic, somebody attacking it. So.
Do you think the season could have been hone and hose, but if Kiefer Moore managed to stay injury free?
Yeah, some of the games that we've just lost ideas at the end. And this it's quite rugged, but just chucking it up to him.
Aerial prowess, that corner, him being in the right.
Exactly.
He's just a seasoned pro.
Yeah. Yeah, it just causes a bit of uncomfortableness for the opposition, and yeah, he took those chances. Didn't even think the third one was going in, but yeah, seemed to.
Brilliant. Ash, thanks for coming on. Nice. Really appreciate that.
Cheers.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. And there we go. Full time. The AFC Bournemouth coach has just pulled up. You can see one there. That's what all the staff are going to be getting on, the players and the staff, and. Look, I don't know if we're going to be hanging around tonight, but I think they deserve a round of applause for that last 20 minutes because we certainly managed to turn it around. But first 45 minutes, there needs to be a dissection, an autopsy, a proper look at what happened. But look, whilst Forest have caught up, they've not overtaken us, so we're still in our hands, so we shouldn't lose faith. And look, let's face it, the three games we've got left, we could and should win them all. Well, we certainly needed to get that point. It was massive for confidence, wasn't it? But Kiefer Moore, what a player. So onto Ewood Park it was. And look, one of the most complete performances of the season, I've got to say. Maybe Swansea at home, Huddersfield away, Bristol City away. But this one as well. Wow. And after the game, Tiggs was the man on the mic as Bournemouth fans reacted after a convincing win over Rovers at Ewood Park. It was thanks to a Phil Beale brace and another Dom Solanke strike. But yeah, Forest brushed aside Swansea 5-1 at the City Ground with Sam Surridge notching a hat-trick. So it certainly sets up a mouth-watering clash against the Tricky Trees on Tuesday. I'm so nervous, I'm so scared, but let's just enjoy this moment anyway as Tiggs takes you through the full-time reaction.
Right, Ewood Park, and the score is, Mike, what was the score?
3-0.
3-0 to the Cherries, and a very happy 3-0 for me indeed. What about you? How did you feel the game went?
Well, I had a feeling today when the sun was shining that we could have a... remember we spoke in the pub, I thought we could have a revisiting of Huddersfield or Coventry.
Yeah.
And although I wasn't confident, but I just had a feeling, and that's what turned out. But weren't they superb, the whole team? Absolutely superb today.
Yeah, a real team effort today. Who stuck out for you? Who do you think, you know, really put a shift in?
I thought Phil Beale was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. In fact, I thought Kelly was solid at the back as well.
Yep.
And Dom Solanke, of course. But it's a whole collective team effort. I thought everyone pulled their weight 100%. And you could see that it was 100% team effort. And fans were really loud today, weren't we?
Really loud. And I think before the game, there's a lot of, you know, conversation about what the team selection would be, but he's gone with a very solid team, the kind of players that he'd been playing, you know, the ones that he would rely on regularly, I would say.
Yeah, Scott Parker likes his particular chosen few, doesn't he? And today it works out well. I thought when he did his substitutes, it sort of benefited the team.
Yeah!
And I've got to give a shout out for the referee for playing the advantage for that foul.
Yeah.
I mean, for that, was it a second or third goal?
Second,
I think. I must admit, because we thought he'd blow the whistle, but fair play to him. So not often we do a shout out for the ref, so good for him for that one.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks for coming on, Mike. Good to see you. All the best, mate. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. A little trip up today. Took you. What time did you leave this morning?
10 past 5 from Paul.
10 past 5 from Paul. Was it worth it, mate?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
After Tuesday night, there's nothing better, was it?
Yeah.
That was the right result. That's for everybody, wasn't it? 3 cup finals left.
Yeah.
1 down, 2 to go. What a game tonight, today. Every man immense, weren't they?
Yeah.
Who was your player of the match?
Oh, it's very kind of you to ask me. I think probably Billing with his two goals. And I think he put, you know, Billing can be hot and cold, but I definitely thought today was a hot day.
Very much so. Yeah, I might disagree with that, but I thought they were all brilliant today. I'm just so, so proud. What a great day to be a Cherries fan.
What a great day. Were you aware of the scores coming in from the Forest game today, Ken?
Only when the crowd started, but then hearing that Sam Surrey's got a hat-trick, I sort of, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Let's hope he scores an own goal when we play him on Tuesday.
That'd be nice, and Steve Cook. That'd be better, wouldn't it? Eh? But brilliant day for everybody.
Still in our hands, though, isn't it, Ken? Still in our hands.
Said that for weeks.
Yeah.
Said it for weeks. It's what we do that counts.
Yeah.
I hope everybody had a great day today. Everybody have a safe journey home. Look forward to Tuesday night.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming on, mate. Good to see you.
Thanks.
All the best. Bye. All the best, buddy. Cheers. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
How are you? You all right?
I'm elated.
Elated, that's a lovely word to use.
Thank you.
You were bouncing up and down next to me like you're on a pogo stick.
I don't really need to get any higher than you, do I?
You really don't need to get any higher than me. You enjoyed the game, though?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it was a wonderful performance today. I thought we were, from start to finish, we were... I think Scott Parker, with all and you know, all due respect, I've been a bit of a critic of his of the season over the full course of the season. I thought he got everything right today.
Yeah.
I think from minute one we were at it, if not on top of them first half, and we obviously were because we got the goal. I think they had a few chances, but we seemed to contain them quite well. Second half, we came out and I thought until he made that Dembele substitution, that was it. That was the key for me because I thought that released a little bit of freedom in our play a little bit. He's that kind of player who will take the ball on, who will beat players, he will bring others into play, and he did that, and that I think it really played into Phil Billing's hands, because Phil I thought was excellent today. Again, another person that I've been critical of, thought he had an outstanding game. For me, man of the match. I was just saying to Aaron there, when he's not on it, we get on his back, but when he's on it, he's almost world class, Paul Billing, and he was today. He was brilliant, and so props to the whole team. So you know, they all did well, they all did their job. Scotty got every change right, and Blackburn didn't really have a sniff.
No, Scotty Parker getting better at making those big subs. You and I both looked at each other and raised an eyebrow at the Anthony sub.
We did,
wondering
we did.
Whether it was the right decision, but hey, look, it's proved to be the right one.
What do we know, mate? Yeah.
That's what we want to hear, isn't it?
It turned out to be the right.
Bournemouth,
we do.
Oh, Bournemouth, we love you.
No, keep strolling down in our 3-0.
No, keep strolling down
in our 3-0. No, keep strolling down in our 3-0. No, Bournemouth, I'm going up.
No, keep strolling down.
What are we saying?
What are we saying? Well, before I let you go, Steve, really good point there. There was a lot of Twitter criticism about the choice of referee, but Keith Stroud was pulled. We had no Keith Stroud today to rely on, and we still won a game.
Well, he let us down. He let us down at West Brom, didn't he? So,
yeah, time to sub him out.
Don't care.
Don't care.
We won.
Good to see you, mate. Aaron, you're.
Politics.
Hey, buddy. You okay?
Yeah, very good.
Good. It's lovely to see you now, because earlier I saw you across the bar in the pub, didn't I?
Yeah.
And we looked at each other and we both kind of went,
a bit shaking nerves.
A little bit shaky.
Yes.
How are you feeling now?
Brilliant day. Absolutely brilliant. Look, we did all we could do. Again, it's like Tuesday. Back of the mind, Forest got a result at half time. It was looking great. And we were brilliant. We did everything we needed to do. But in the back of my mind, that Forest beat us Tuesday. It's, you know, but let's not talk about that today. I think we did everything we could have possibly done, and we come away to these little places, Coventry, Huddersfield, Blackburn, and when teams come at us, I say it time and time again, they can't handle us. Blackburn had to come out. We knew that would happen and pick them off.
The biggest games this season, Blackburn today, I think, Huddersfield, they're games that we turn up for. I think we can go into Tuesday with a lot of hope and a lot of determination, and actually we should be able to get results, shouldn't we, at home?
For sure. The only thing is, I think recently our better performances and results come away from home. That's the only worry. But Forest have to come at us, so Forest need the win, so that's something to play. Now look, they're on fire. We should be able to handle Sam Surridge. I know he got a hat-trick today, but there's no Davis or Graben. Sam Surridge, love the guy, Bournemouth boy, but got to handle him, and then get a draw out of it, and then it's in our hands still.
Definitely in our hands.
Onwards and upwards.
I'll keep moving because there's lots of people. Good to see you, buddy. All the best. Hey, how you doing?
Nat Phillips was absolutely tremendous tonight.
He was a beast, wasn't he?
I thought he was actually, he's not lost a thing in the air all season. I think he's absolutely fantastic. If I could have him, any Premier League club in the world, he'd be at Bournemouth. Fantastic. Absolutely sensational player.
Thank you ever so much. That was good. That was a nice little tidbit. I like that. Hey, Logan, how are you? We'll keep it quick, Logan, because there's lots of people waiting. Who was your player of the match today?
Billing
with the two goals. Logan, are you going to be at the game on Tuesday when we play against Nottingham Forest? And how do you think we're going to get on with that game?
Good.
What's the score going to be?
3-1.
3-1, sir?
Bournemouth.
Well done. Good boy. Good to see you.
Hey, Billy, how you doing?
Yeah.
Are you both coming on?
Yeah.
Smashing. How you doing, chaps?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm still tired from my trip here.
Yeah.
In all departments.
That was so needed. Yeah. It's ours to lose now. So.
Yeah.
Just we sit back on Tuesday. Yeah. Just take a point, and then nothing.
I can't believe though that Blackburn didn't give us more problems, because they were pushing for playoff place at one bit, and now where were they? They weren't there, were they?
Do you know, it reminded me of that Huddersfield game. We expected more from Huddersfield when we played them, didn't we? And then we beat them, and that was interesting. So, okay, I haven't talked a lot about this, only a little bit, but we're going to go into the game on Tuesday. It's an absolute massive game. It's essentially, you know, some people are talking about, would we end up in the playoffs? This is a playoff final for us, and it's a massive game for both teams, on Tuesday.
Can we have it at Wembley?
Be easier for you boys, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, have we got it? Can we get ourselves over the line on Tuesday?
100%.
If we play like we did today, players gave everything today.
Yeah.
They just gave everything. You can ask me who my man of the matches is in a minute, aren't you?
I am.
Right. Jordan Zamora. Gave everything.
Yeah.
Just gave. And he was collapsing at the end there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Which shows that he gives everything, which is what we want for all of our players. And he was good. And his mate as well.
And his mate.
He linked up well with his mate.
I don't know what the stats are for times of like players are in the team when we win most often, but it does feel like when Jordan Zamora gets injured, we see a dip in form. So it's great to have him back, and hopefully we're going to have him back again on Tuesday.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, I thought he came back and was brilliant.
So link up play, if we're talking about double X, link up play between Billing and Don Solanke today was excellent. They seem to play as a team as well, which is absolutely excellent, which is what we want. But poor old Dom, Mr. Sitter again. Poor bloke. But what's he got to do? But hey ho, he'll do it. He'll get the 30 goals.
Yeah.
But all we've got to do, we're at home. If we get the support behind the crowd behind them, like the crowd was, didn't we have a crowd considering how far this is from Bournemouth?
Unbelievable.
Absolutely mental. But well pleased.
Well pleased.
Billy, last word?
Let's get back to Manchester.
All right.
Yeah. Weatherspoon's coming up.
Weatherspoon's coming up, yeah.
Brilliant. Good to see you, chaps. All the best.
Take care, lads.
Okay, safe journey home. Good to see you.
See you later, Sam.
David, how are we?
Yeah, Dave. Now, look, he is the globetrotter himself. Buddy, you've been all over the place.
I sure have, but no place I'd rather be than here right now.
Yeah, definitely. And what a result. Are you back to us after this?
No. I'm going to the Forest game on Tuesday. And
oh, amazing.
and then off to the States, actually, for
a bit.
And I don't want to have to come back for a Wembley playoff final, so let's get it done.
Let's get it done. We can get it done, or we can get it done on Tuesday. That'd be great for you. That'd be great for all of us, actually. Great for all of us. So who stuck out for you today? Who did you think that was, you know, played really, really well?
I think they all did. I think, obviously, Billing was clinical in the second half with those two finishes. Solanke worked his socks off. The midfield really gelled well. Lerma and Cook playing well. But, they were all top-notch today.
I've got to say, I think this is one of Parker's best performances as well. The substitutions he made, I wasn't sure about them, but, you know, to be fair, even bringing on Meppham and going to a more solid back line, you know, that was a really clever move, and it worked out.
Yeah, well, I think he had the two-goal cushion. It was after the second goal, so I think he's got form for doing that. But, yeah, the lineup was very similar to Huddersfield, and when teams come at us, we tend to put them away. So another great result.
Another excellent, excellent, excellent result. What are you hoping for on Tuesday? What kind of result are you thinking?
Well, I like the fact that Forest have to come at us. They have to beat us. So hopefully another open game for us, that we've got some chances and we can put them away and hopefully sew it all up on Tuesday night.
Brilliant. We see you Tuesday?
Yeah, you will.
See you Tuesday, buddy. Good to see you. All the best. Thank you. Hello there. Hello. And your name is?
Brad.
Brad. And who's this?
Kevin the Carrot.
Hey, Kevin the Carrot. He looks a bit different to the last time I saw him, but looking well. What do you think of that game today?
It was good. Good, great, good teamwork, that stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really good. Ethan, did you enjoy the game?
Yeah, it was very good. All positive, all round.
I feel really confident about going into Tuesday now. Now, I didn't feel that a few hours ago. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it, what difference a result can make.
Yeah, like before the game, we were both so nervous, as today and Forest, but now we won 3-0. That's probably got our confidence up and ready for Tuesday.
Tuesday's going to be a massive game. They're going to come confident as well because they scored 4 goals today. So it's going to be really, really open. What kind of scoreline do you think we're going to get?
I can say 2-2.
A 2-2 draw. Okay, what do you think, Ethan?
I think we're going to get a jammy 3-2 win.
A jammy 3-2 win. I'll take either of those fellas because I think that probably means that we're going to the Premier League.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Good to see you both. See you, Kevin. Well, good. John, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thanks. How's it going?
Good, not too bad. Yep. Okay, going in that game, you saw the team selection when it came out. Was it the team selection you expected?
Yes, I did get 11 out of 11 on that one.
I thought you did. I heard you did a little whoop when I heard you reading it off your phone.
I wouldn't go that far. Well, but,
And it worked out, didn't it? It worked out. And the subs throughout the game were very clever.
Yeah, they were sensible ones. I think you got to look at certainly the main one that sort of was the, I think, Dembele coming on for Antony, who definitely had a pretty instant impact. And yeah. I think Antony was a little bit frustrating at times today. There was one particular pass where he was in the corner, passes it to no one, and they almost score on the counter. He just seemed to slow things down a little bit too much, which is the worry. He did get a few nice switches of play in, which I think we don't do enough. But, yeah, that was a good change. And then before the third goal in, he obviously took Christy off.
Yep.
Because it looked like Christy might have been injured. Switches to a back three and works really well. Meppham comes in solid and, you know, working it nicely down the right-hand side, I think. Eventually we come through to get a couple of chances from that side. So, yeah, I think you've just got to give Parker a lot of credit today for getting it right. I think there are enough times this season where he's got it wrong and where the players haven't necessarily put in the performance that you want, and that's where a lot of the criticism comes from, because, you know, it ultimately comes down to his decisions, obviously, how well we do. And today it all worked out brilliantly, and that puts us in the best position we could into the last two games. Obviously Nottingham Forest went and did the business against Swansea, and we know that if we remain unbeaten we go up, or best case scenario we smash Forest and then we're up automatically anyway. But I don't see that happening, and I don't think any Bournemouth fan, if they're honest with themselves, says they expect that to happen. But we're in a good spot. We're unbeaten in a decent period of time now.
Yeah.
So the form's good. We've just got to take that positivity into the Forest game, and hopefully, fingers crossed, something goes well for us in that game.
One thing I noticed is that when we were getting 0-0s, Lewis Cook was coming out as man of the match. He's not someone that I kind of picked out today. It's almost like now that our form's improving, we're seeing better players come to the fore. Better players different players rather, come to the fore. Different kind of play coming almost out of our game. Do you feel like we're being a little bit more open, a little bit more expansive?
There were moments in that game where I thought we were, yes. I mean, after we got the first goal, the rest of this first half was very just sort of like hold back and just defend and take it to the half and then see, maybe get something on the counter. And then the rest of the, you know, the second half, we did look at getting quite a lot of good counter-attack opportunities. We let them come onto us, which is the game plan that you kind of would have hoped for,
yeah.
I think, to make sure that we weren't too open, and then we took advantage of what we could. Obviously, apart from the Solanke one where he ended up one-on-one with the keeper and just didn't quite put it away, we finished all our big chances today, which we haven't done on a few occasions recently. So, we weren't overly open. Well, I think we didn't really need to be once we got the first goal, but the play was nice. There were some good intricate pieces of play. There was a lot of first touch passing with the head off the volley, really nice little triangles that I don't think we've seen enough of this season. And I think there was maybe the shackles weren't off, but I feel as though maybe there was a feeling of a bit more freedom,
a little bit loosened,
maybe a little bit more loose. And just before I go, big credit to Jordan Zamora from the last thing 90 minutes, which I think it shows a lot of Parker. I think that right at the end he had a choice. He could have taken off the rest of Zamora, he could have rested Solanke, and he trusted Zamora to last the 90, and he felt it was really important to make sure that out of all things we didn't lose Solanke, which I totally agree with.
Yeah, I agree with that. Brilliant, thanks John, good to see you.
No problem,
all the best buddy.
Cheers,
all the best, thank you. Hello chaps, how you doing?
Alright.
Good. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Dozzy D.
Dozzy D, good to see you.
Kelvin, mate.
Kelvin, all the best.
Yeah.
I won't ask you many questions, fellas. I just want to see what you thought of that game.
A lot better than what it has been.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. They played like they did at Swansea in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, carrying on that kind of forward, like, really kind of attacking.
The momentum's there. The team are playing quality football.
Yeah.
The midfield, mate, unbelievable. Lewis Cook, true quality player.
Yeah,
Bellin today, the whole lot of them, superb. They stood up to the job. The back four, superb. And I'd like to say a shout out to Ivan Parker. Get well soon, mate, after your brain surgery. See you on Tuesday night. And to my brother Gary Williams, he's had some bad news last week, but he'll be smiling today.
It does bring a smile to all our faces, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So fellas, we're going to a big game on Tuesday now. It's a massive game.
Big game.
Now they've done well today, we've done well today.
Yeah. It
should be a cracker, shouldn't it?
Yeah, hands. And hopefully Cookie don't play a very good game.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all in our hands, mate. If we play like we did today, I'm sorry, but it's ours, mate.
They play a lot better today than what they did in Swansea.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
We went there, 3-0 down, half the supporters start leaving.
You know, Scott Parker's...
when they come back, that's why we played today. The last 20 minutes, we played like that today.
Yeah.
We weren't really in trouble. Did you see any shots?
Scott Parker's had people on his back giving them grief, but, mate, I'll tell you what, that man is a top manager. I don't care what anyone says. If you're a true Bournemouth fan, he's done well for this club, mate, and we're going up.
We're going up.
Anyway, thank you very much.
All the best. Hey Josh, how are you?
I'm good, mate.
I'm good. I see you've got your drum. I heard you at the back there.
Yeah, you did. That's good. Yeah.
Now I'll ask you a couple of questions. Then can I get a little bit of drumming from you before we go?
Of course,
up the cherries!
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask you three questions. First question: what do you think of the game today?
Very good, and I'm glad that we came up from the miles and up the motorways and stuff. Yeah.
Brilliant. Second question: who was your man of the match?
Dom Solanke.
Oh, interesting. Good. Yeah, he did play well, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
All right, third question. We're playing Forest at our place.
Yeah.
On Tuesday. How are we going to get on?
We are going to win 2-1.
Win 2-1. Give us a little drum, Josh.
Okay. I've forgotten what I'm doing now. Okay.
Josh, that was absolutely
brilliant. Worries,
good to see you, buddy.
All
the best. Safe journey home. Yeah. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, my word. Unbelievable. It's amazing.
Yeah.
3-0 against Blackburn. I thought, terrible game at our ground.
Yeah.
Lost 2-0. I thought, terrible. But this game was amazing. Solanke did it again. And I thought someone was going to get a hat trick, but Billings, that was Billings' amazing goal, and Blackburn were terrible. They just were, I don't know, they were terrible.
It's not that long ago that we were talking about them and us for kind of second space.
Yeah, but
they're a good team, aren't they? They've still got good players.
Yeah, they have, but it's really good. I can't believe we're second in the league, and we got Forest on Tuesday, beat Forest and beat Millwall, and then we're top of the league, hopefully.
Top of the league. Let's see if we can keep our heads cool and go on a Tuesday and get a win. What do you reckon? Take a win or a draw?
A win.
Yeah, I think a win.
1-0, 2-0. I'm not very good on my predictions. They're terrible.
Oh, okay.
We always lose.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
All the best. Thank you so much for coming on. Good best. Hello, mate.
Never in doubt.
Never in doubt. I love it.
Oh,
I love it.
That's more like it.
What a game that was. That's probably, I don't know how you feel, that's probably up there for me.
Yeah, one of the best away performances of the season, for sure. Never looked in doubt. I know they hit the post and everything, but we controlled that game. Huddersfield, Coventry, and now Blackburn 3-0 away from home. That you can't, that can't be sniffed at. Yeah, no. Really, really good. I thought Billing was great today.
Yeah.
We were saying before the game, weren't we? I don't know if I was chatting to you about how Billing performs affects the whole team.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And he was on it today. He was brilliant. Forget the two goals. He was on it. And Dom had such a nice game because he had Billing around him doing the job really well. And yeah, it was Zamora back, crucial for Lerba won everything. And it was just, it felt really comfortable. I never felt like it was in doubt.
No.
I was just checking to see if Swansea could get anything. And fair play, Sam. Sorry, he's got a hat trick. But draw Tuesday, done.
It's draw done. Tuesday, what? Done. Is that right? I'm trying to do my maths now in my head.
No, pretty much, isn't it?
No, because they could then win and win.
Oh, shit.
That's Sam off camera. He's talking. Happens, talking
yeah. Yeah, we're 3 points, Tommy. Stays as it is. I think Huddersfield won as well. So, yeah, stays as it is. But two games to go. We're 3 points clear.
Yeah.
It'll take a capitulation now not to do it. So confident. And that was our toughest game, I think, away at Blackburn. We've got two home games to come, so we've got to be confident now. And the boys looked up for it, to be fair, didn't they? They looked like they were ready from the minute go. They looked like they were on it, and they did a really good job.
Very different to the start that we had at Swansea, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. It was weird because I think the Swansea game, we spoke about how that was very reminiscent of the West Brom game.
Yeah.
When we got caught cold. Today, we just, from minute one, I just thought, the lads are on it today. We're really on it. And it was all about taking our chances, and we've done that really well. Probably could have got a few more. And yeah, it was so comfortable, mate. I mean, it's the first away game I've been to where I haven't had the home fans sing one song. And I think that's credit to us, because they had nothing to sing about.
Yeah.
They knew after minute one, Bournemouth were on this, we got no chance, and they had to win. And we controlled them. Players like Brereton Diaz didn't even know he was on the pitch. I think Rothwell come off after about an hour, didn't even know he was on the pitch, so... Yeah, really controlled today. I thought in all areas we were really good. Shout to Lloyd Kelly, who gets a lot of stick recently. I thought he was superb at the back for us today. Never gave us any problems. And yeah, Zamora back. I thought Solanke led the line, as he does. Yeah. Lerma, Lewis Cook dominate the midfield. So yeah, really good, mate. And I'm just so relieved, mate. I'm relieved that we've won today. I probably expected for us to win. We've got the job done. All on Tuesday now. All we got to do is just worry about ourselves now.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Forest now, because if we go and get the job done on Tuesday, it's done.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, mate. So bring on Potworld.
Yeah, superb from Tiggs there. And I loved Josh's bit of drums at the end as well. Pool Town drummer Josh, who's also, of course, a major AFC Bournemouth fan. Josh, credit to you for that, buddy. But it all comes down to our next match then. It feels like a winner takes it all clash, and that's effectively what it is. It's in both of our hands. I'm so, so nervous, but... Come 7:45 or whatever time it is on... No, it's at 7 o'clock, isn't it? On Tuesday, the 3rd of May, it all gets started. And by 9 o'clock, we'll know what we've got to do, if anything, in the final game. I mean, yeah, we can seal it on the night. They can effectively seal it, I suppose. Well, depending on what happens in their final game. Or a draw, that would be enough for us as well. There's so many permutations, and I, for one, am feeling sick already. So I need to end this podcast and I'll see you on Wednesday morning. I really hope it's a positive one. Up the cherries, and thanks for listening to Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast.
Richie. Maybe on Walker. Pugh. Pugh! That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof of the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Podcast Network.